As we learn the Gemara from Masech Dava Dazar, Daf Yutes and Daf Chof, the Gemara teaches us on Daf Yutes Amar Aleph, En Adam Lai Mitara Al Mokam Shli Bei Chofetz. And the Ritvaz, and the Shalos Hatshuvos Ritvaz, Chela Gimel Simen Tuf Ayin Beis, teaches us that just like the Gemara teaches us, in Adam Lai Mitara Al Mokam Shli Bei Chofetz, so too is the halacha that a person should only daven in a place where he wants to daven. Because when you daven, says the Ritvaz, amongst individuals who you feel comfortable davening among them, that daven the way you want to daven, then you will daven better. And therefore, says the Ritvaz, if you daven in a shul where there are people who don't daven the way you would want it to daven, you shouldn't daven there. And that's how he says the minig emerged, that there are many shuls in one community and not everybody davens in the same shul. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemet, taking this Ritvaz one step further, says, has a discussion that let's say that the only shuls available to daven in your community are shuls where people talk during davening. So he has a question, should you daven preferably be yechidus than daven such a shul? He doesn't come to a conclusion, but he says perhaps even that should be, even that people should avoid. If that's the reason a person doesn't want to daven in Beminyan, that may be understandable. The Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Shem Olam, Chelek Aleph Perek Yud Gimel, says that every person in Klal Yisrael has a chelek in the Torah. And that's why he explains the Gra says, the Gemara says, Yugata V'lo Mitzoso, if somebody tried to learn and was not successful, Al Tamin, don't believe him. Because he says, it's impossible that you couldn't have found something in Torah. Because since every Jew has a chelek in the Torah, so when he learns, he will find the Torah that belongs to him. And that's pshat, he says, that we daven all the time, v'sei chalkeinu b'sayra secha, because we know that everybody, every member of Klal Yisrael has a chelek in the Torah. And that's why he continues saying, is pshat in our Gemara, when our Gemara says, Ein Adam Lo Mitara Ela Mamakom Sheli Bechafetz. Why? Because when you see that you have a cheshik, a desire to learn a certain type of Torah, a certain chelek in the Torah, that's obvious, the chelek that was left for you in Torah. And you have to find that chelek, but you're only going to find that chelek if you look and learn what you want to learn. The Gemara, there's a Hagdama from the Avnei Nezer in his Sefer Eglital. And Avnei Nezer in that Hagdama goes into a discussion about, he goes into a discussion about learning, obviously, and he says, how are we to view a person who enjoys his learning? He says one could perhaps make an argument that if somebody enjoys his learning, that maybe isn't considered learning Torah Lishma. If you learn and you don't enjoy maybe what you're learning, then we could suggest that you're learning L'shem Mitzvah. But if somebody is enjoying what he's learning, so he has his own personal enjoyment involved in his learning, and maybe that ought not to be considered learning Torah Lishma. So he uses very strong language. And he says, Ube'emes zeh tos mefursim. He said that's a serious mistake. And on the contrary, he says, and I read his words, V'adirava, ki zeh ikka mitzvah selimin ha-Torah. The proper way of fulfilling the mitzvah of learning Torah is li'asos v'sameach, to enjoy u'mas'anik b'limudai. And if you learn that way, v'az divrei Torah nivlam b'damai, then the divrei Torah you learn can really get absorbed into your system. Ma'acher shenena medivrei Torah, and after you learn Torah, which you enjoy learning, hunase dovak l'Torah, you become totally connected to the Torah. This, the Kozlik Rav, the Talmud, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frumo, the Talmud of the Avinezer, and his Shailos Tshuvos Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, a Siman Tzadik Tes, brings a raya to the Avni Nezer. The one should, on the contrary, enjoy what he's learning. From Al Gemara, the fact that Al Gemara says that ain't adam loymet Torah el v'mokum shali by chafetz, that is the biggest raya, says the Eretz Tzvi, that you're supposed to enjoy what you're learning. Because if you didn't have to enjoy what you were learning, so then why does the Gemara say "Ein adam loymed el b'mokum shli bechafetz"? You should not care what you learn. You have to learn. The fact that the Gemara says "mokum shli bechafetz," that's a raya that you should indeed learn Torah from what you learn, what you enjoy. The Gemara also teaches us La'olam ligris inish. The Gemara says when it comes to learning, first a person should learn a lot, should learn b'kiyus. Even if he doesn't understand everything he's learning, ultimately he will become successful. The Sefer Orchot Tzadikim in the Shar HaTorah says that there were many people that learned Torah that way, and by learning Torah that way, they were zoicha, he says, very sharp. That's how they were zoicha to Ruach HaKodesh. And he says that somebody who tries to learn a different way, first trying to learn with lumdus until he has the proper Bikias and the proper knowledge of Divrei Torah, he uses very strong words. He uses Kivin Sha'oisa Lehepach Mimash Amru Chachmei HaTalmud. He's doing the opposite of what Chazal taught us. And on the contrary, if they would have learned Torah to become knowledge with all of the Divrei Torah, he says, they would grow in their Yiras Shemayim. They would have more Talmidim, and they would be Oiskim Torah Talmid, and they would be learning more. But if they don't learn in the way that Chazal taught us is the way to learn, that is going to be the way they're going to be successful in the learning. There's a beautiful vart that I saw from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael. Divrei Yisrael has a Sefer of Klolei Araisa, where he takes different Maamore Chazal throughout Shas and uses them to teach us how we're supposed to learn. So he says Beautiful word. The Gemara here says, and that's Yutas Amin Aleph, Im Oysa Adam Tairosoi Chavilois Chavilois. If a person just takes his Torah and he makes bundles out of his Torah, Mismat, then he will not remember his Torah. Vim Koivitz Ayad, but if he collects them, Yirba. So he says, the Gemara says, many times throughout Shas, the Gemara says, Ein ribui acharibui el lamat. So he says, how do we understand Ein ribui acharibui el lamat? He says, if somebody is ribui acharibui, he just learns more and more, but he doesn't review what he learned, el lamat. The end of that type of learning will be el lamat, that he won't have a lot of Torah, but on the contrary, he won't remember what he learned. It's important to review everything one learns.